This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
Lying to each other disrupts unity by creating conflicts, by destroying trust. It tears down relationships and leads to open war in a church. That's where Paul the Apostle is speaking to us today in Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to pick it up in verse 25, where Paul says to this church in Ephesus, "Stop lying to each other, tell the truth, for we are parts of each other, and when we lie to each other, we are hurting ourselves." Now, take a look at the first of these practical aspects of the old man issues that we are to put away. That's what Paul has been speaking about thus far in the past few times we've been together, about putting away the old man, the person who we were before. Number one on this list of the things that we are to put away is lying. And we are to do so because we are members one of another. We are not to lie about or to each other. Now, sadly, this is a remarkably significant issue within the greater church today. It is simply amazing how people will so often lie about others. And let's face it, this is the work of the old man, our old selves, and his presence simply clarifies that he's not dead. No, he's not dead in some lives, and in fact, he's still very much alive and well and truthfully still in control. The book, The Day That America Told the Truth, states that 91% of us lie regularly. Of the people interviewed, 92% said the main reason for their lying was to save face. There's another survey of 20,000 middle and high schoolers indicating that 92% of them admit to lying to their parents in the previous year. 73% of them said they told lies weekly. Despite these admissions, 91% of all respondents still said that they were, quote, satisfied with their own ethics and character, end quote. You see, their consciences were so insensitive to their sin. And in case you're thinking, well, you know, those surveys were probably taken among pagans. No, pollster George Gallup indicts us when he says, quote, "Church attendance makes little difference in people's ethical views and behavior with respect to lying, cheating, pilfering, and not reporting theft." Now, the lies that I have heard from the mouths of those who claim Christ over the years that I've been in the ministry would shock you. When we learn to ask, "Prove it," then we're getting somewhere. When will we do that? When will we learn to seek that kind of clarity, to ask people, "Hey, prove it," when we hear these things? It often seems to be a rather socially acceptable spiritual epidemic today. It appears that half of the religious world loves to lie, and the other half loves to listen to it. And this is because we are rarely being called and trained in our modern church to grow up out of our spiritual childhood like Paul is speaking of here in the book of Ephesians. Part of maturity is learning to demand the truth in all situations, even if that truth is difficult to speak and difficult to hear. Not hearsay, not rumor or innuendo, gang, but facts. We as spiritual children need to seek the truth. We need to defend it instead of acting like children on the playground, just giggling when Tommy tells us that Jane eats her boogers. Look, Proverbs 6 tells us six things that God hates. And one of the things, astonishingly, on that list is this: a false witness who utters lies, and he who sows discord among his brothers. Note these other passages. Exodus 23:1 says, "You shall not spread a false report. Don't join your hand with the wicked to be a malicious witness." Proverbs 6:14 says, "In whose heart is perverseness, who devises evil continually, who always sows discord." Proverbs 16:28, "A perverse man stirs up strife, a whisperer separates close friends." And finally, in James 3, 14 through 16, "But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, don't boast and don't lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition are, there is confusion and every evil deed." Now know this today. All of this, it includes Facebook, it includes Twitter, emails, and all other digital and web work that is essentially hiding in the trenches, just simply throwing tomatoes instead of being a man and dealing with these issues openly and honestly. Lying must be one of the first to go in this new life. There is no place for it ever.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.